What's up, Knicks fans? We hosted the Grizzlies last night at the Garden before we head back out west, and it was a slow start. Grizzlies got out to an early lead. Our shot wasn't falling, but Mitch providing that spark, he gets it going for us. Randall, RJ, Fournier all drain one from outside, but the Grizzlies, they're really running in transition. We're not getting out to the perimeter fast enough. They're capitalizing on those open threes, and we do see Randall with a quick steal and a hoop, but we're down 8 after the first, and the Grizzlies just come out getting what they want in the second. They're bringing it, and they jump the lead all the way up to 18 on us. We're shooting poorly again, 1 of 11 from the field halfway through the second quarter. But RJ finally starts slicing it inside, getting to the line again and again. We saw Mitch and Randall working well down low, and it helps to cut the deficit to 12 as we go into halftime, 64 to 52. And RJ comes out of it just showing that determination. He's driving it hard. He's throwing it down. He gets a floater to go. Mitch blocking shots everywhere. And we're able to cut the lead down to 6. But again, the Grizzlies have an answer. And they get it all the way back up to 13 as we go into the fourth quarter. And that quarter starts with Toppin catching an alley-oop from Burks. We see Noel with a steal that leads to a Grimes fast break. IQ has a 4-point play, hits another 3, and we cut the lead down to 5 with about 8 to go in the game. But again, the Grizzlies, they come right back, and we just never overcome it. We saw Fournier give it a good effort there. He gets a couple buckets at the end. Randall showing some frustration. He caught a tech and an ejection. But ultimately, we lost. 120 to 108 was the final score. Mitch, 8 blocks. Fournier had a 30 burger. And I'll tell you, we had a couple good runs here, but the Grizzlies had a good run every time. And we really just couldn't string together enough stops to be able to stop the leaking and, you know, overcome that. So I'll tell you, we're finally seeing a little bit more consistency of the right plays. Reading and reacting is looking better, but we got to really step it up if we want to make a good effort to make it into the play-in. So we got the Lakers on Saturday, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Tune in, Knicks Corner. I'm going to run a Spaces. That's going to be the time slot that the Knicks Corner pod comes back 2 weeks from this Sunday. But this Sunday, Spaces. Catch me there at 9 p.m. Peace.